Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department. The world discovered together.
Now, Fred Cook and Judy Jay, well, they must be the best known married comedians in the country. Fred is from Kells and Julie is from Kildare. But I caught up with them a few days ago as they prepared for the festive season in Undangan, Cúnde Cirí, and they were in flying form.
Good morning, Miriam. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. I'm so jealous, by the way, first of all. You live in Dingle, the most beautiful place in Ireland.
We do. Well, Fred likes to joke that when we got together, you know, we were trying to debate where to live. He wanted to live in Kells. I wanted to live in Dingle. So we came to a compromise and we're living in Dingle. I mean, that's just, I don't make the rules, Miriam. I don't make the rules.
I do love it here now. You know, it's great. I love the people. I love the pubs. I love the crack. Things work differently as well down here. Like if a company says we need to approach HR, they're actually talking about the Healy Rays. I didn't know that.
I love that. That's so great. Yeah, and people are very relaxed. And I'm sure even now at Christmas time, they just tend to not sweat the small stuff. Do you both find that?
Oh, for sure. I think the West Coast, it kind of operates on a different rhythm. You know, it does really. So I think there is something happens when you hit the West Coast and I think everyone is a little bit more chilled.
Absolutely. Listen, let's talk about some of both of your favourite Christmas moments when you were children. Judy, look, you grew up in Kildare. I know you have a strong Kerry connection. But what was Christmas like when you were growing up?
Well, you know, my mum and dad, they always pulled out all the stops. You know, they're massively into Christmas in my house. So we did have a big West Kerry connection. Like we would have spent Christmas in Dingle when we were very small, which was lovely because you'd have all the extended family. And because my dad, of course, was from Cahan, my mum is from Dingle. So actually, in West Kerry terms, that was quite a controversial union at the time. They really went beyond. So it was just real West Kerry always. And yet they always just made it so special. And I think the idea that even, you know, with Christmas decorations, like I'm so conscious of it doing it now with my kids, it's like hanging on to everything. You know, there's just such a beauty in the nostalgia of it when you open up that Christmas box and you see, you know, the little things you would have done in play school. Yeah. So I'm really conscious of keeping that up because they were always so adamant about holding on to the traditions. And I think there's so many traditions, particularly with the West Kerry Christmas, that you really want to keep alive. And I think they did such a good job of that.
Absolutely. And Fred, you grew up in Kells.
I did, yeah.
So what was a Kells Christmas like for you?
It was great. I always associate Christmas Day with travel because what we would do was, you know, as a 7-year-old, I'd get up at like 6 a.m. with excitement. But then we'd put the toys into an 80s Ford Fiesta. I still remember there was a hole on the wall. I could see the road as the car moved. And we would go to my great uncle, Father Cook and Chris Lock, for Christmas Mass there. And then we would go to Finney in Westmead to my dad's side as well and find out, you know, which was the Christmas number one back then. You know, it was all very exciting and, you know, meeting your cousins as well. And then we would go to Carrick and Shannon to my mom's side. And dad, he still talks about the joy of my granny Betty, you know, sitting him down and giving him a drink. That's when he could relax properly because he had, you know, screaming kids in the back car for 3 hours prior to that.
Oh, and we can all remember it. And what was it like for you both now when you became a couple? I mean, did you have to do a lot of visiting each other's relatives? How have you worked that out?
Well, COVID nearly destroyed me, didn't it, not getting over Christmas? I still have to get counselling over it.
I totally forgot about that. But now that you say it, because I remember, you know, it's so surreal. It's hard to believe it was only a few years ago now. But I remember the first Christmas in lockdown and like it was our first Christmas with our little fella, Ted, who's 5 now. Oh. And I remember coming over to Connor Pass and poor old Fred had been mad to get home for Christmas. And then I think, was there a positive COVID test? Something happened. We couldn't get home. And I just remember driving over to Connor Pass because we were living in Brandon at the time. And myself and Ted were in the back and poor old Fred, you won't mind me saying, he was bawling and he just kept saying, I just want to spend Christmas with my family. And myself and the newborn were like, but we're your family. He was in bits.
Oh, that's such a lovely story. Do you remember that, Fred?
I do remember it very well. It was 6:15 and my mom even said it to me. I said, Mom, I don't think we're going to get home. She was like, it's fine. It is what it is. Like, I was surprised when she was so laxy-daisy by the whole thing, relaxed. And but it was a wonderful Christmas. Do you know what I mean? It was something different.
And we had a very special one.
Absolutely.
In the end. Yeah.
And, you know, every year, especially with the kids, we've got the joy of making our own memories. you know, and we can look back fondly on situations like that.
Because you've got Ted now, he's five. And Johnny? How old's Johnny?
Yes. Oh, actually, yes. His real name is Johnny James, and JJ is what we call him. So I have to laugh because actually, I'm only after realizing that, Fred. I actually called the two of them after my dad because there's Ted Johnny and Johnny James. So I would have joked my dad that when he was alive, I would have said, "You're like George Foreman." You know, the way George Foreman has all the kids called George.
Yeah.
And I remember he was like the boxer, and I was like, "No, the toasted sandwich guy." And I later discovered it was the same person. But yeah, it's all about the kids. It's
What I've noticed is, you know, you try to create old memories today with your own kids, and you know, I'd be singing Jingle Bells, and then Ted would come in and he's like, bowl a bus, go there.
It's all Oscar,
so Daddy, you know, like, oh, fair play to you, he's getting French classes, Julie, fair play to you. So it's fantastic.
And they're obviously very excited about Santa Claus.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Sometimes I think if you could just keep them like this now forever, the excitement's unbelievable. Do you know, you can
and
feel it.
And it is, do you know, I know I said this to somebody before and they thought I was joking, but honestly, when I found out I was pregnant, I think nearly the first thing I thought of was Santi's back. You know, there's just the wonderful magic of Santi, and the fact that, you know, just it's the magic of it. No matter where you are, Santi will find you. And it really is, it just brings so much joy to us. It does.
Now listen, in the end, you had it December wedding in 2021. Did it feel like a Christmas wedding?
It did. And it also felt like today's actually our anniversary. And
happy anniversary.
So, thank
we
you
made
so
it
much.
To 4 years, Miriam.
Well,
people
done.
Didn't think we'd do it, but we're proving those haters wrong.
You
four
keep going then. Yeah.
And it's not a 5-year plan. It's serious.
No.
So do you know, I think at the time at the time, the dreaded word COVID, but things were starting to open up again. So it really was like, it was such a joy to marry Julie, you know, and I'm so lucky to have her. And it was also wonderful to have friends around again because we hadn't seen them in ages. So it was a celebration of friendship as well, wasn't it?
Yes, and it was, you know, it really was special because, you know, since then, you know, we've lost a couple of family members and, you know, it's those days which really stick out to you in your memory, and it was just such a special day. And I do laugh because between, we had COVID, didn't we, Fred? Then we had the storm. Remember the storm that week? There was no electricity in West Kerry, so I couldn't even wash myself until the day of the wedding. And then there was also the Panama crisis. My dress didn't come until the last minute.
Oh yeah, I got stuck
so
in the canal.
So the universe, Miriam, was really trying to tell me, don't go through with this. A pandemic, a Panama crisis and a storm. But we persisted.
And how wrong the universe was,
yes.
Julie J. Now listen, you mentioned there that, you know, you have lost some people. I'm conscious, you know, it's Christmas Day, and it's a time, I suppose, when people do remember those who are no longer with us. And I know you did both a very tough time last November, December. I think, Fred, so sorry you lost your mum, and Julie, you lost your dad. So, first of all, how are you both doing now? And I think you said you're both going to focus now on the children.
Mm-hmm. 100%, do you know? And and even last year, we were lucky to have the kids who were a great distraction to the reality of what just happened, you know. So, but absolutely. And as a good family friend from Carrick and Shannon said to us, a good friend of my mom, Jeanette Dunn, she says, like, you know, pull up a seat and celebrate the spirit of those you've loved who've passed.
Yeah, and it is, you know, I think as well, last year was just a complete blur because my dad, we actually buried him the day before Christmas Eve. So it was quite surreal. Mm. But, you know, actually, I think gotten such comfort over the year. Like so many people have come to me, and I think it's, you realise, God, everyone is remembering somebody on Christmas Day. Mm. So there's kind of a camaraderie in the grief as well. And you know, my dad now and, you know, Fred's mom, they'd be the first to want to keep the party going and keep the traditions going and all of that. So I think in honour of them, it is just about, you know, making the best Christmas possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is it a busy time of year, by the way, as professional comedians for you both?
Yeah, it is. Well, for me at the moment, I'm starting a tour in, I'm actually in Cork, and then I'm in in Bantry. So I'm in Cork City in Bantry.
And next week.
Which is great. I'm so looking forward to it, especially the middle gig, especially Bantry, because it's that the 28th of December. It's that limbo middle period between Stephen's Day and New Year's Eve when people are just delighted to get out of the house.
That's a great day.
It's
gas because Fred loves being on the road, but I'm probably the most unlikely comedian because I love nothing more than being ensconced and not being able to go anywhere. So my dream gig would be if people came to me. Like, I mean, Peg Sayers had it right because people used to come to her from far and wide and she used to do the gigs from her fireside. So that's my dream. But I think Fred, like, we'll have a nice couple of days. Fred, you'll probably, I'd say by dessert tomorrow, you'll get itchy feet and he'll say to me, it's time to crack America.
Now, Judy, you've taken some time off, I think, the comedy circuit, and you're teaching. What's that like and where are you teaching?
Oh, I love it. I'm in the Pubble School in Dingle. So, you know, I would have joked a lot on stage. You know, I would just set it up at the top saying, just so you know now, I am actually a former Moon Tour, and then tell people, this is the Irish for model. And people would giggle a little bit too much. But I mean, I felt I always had to own it in my comedy because I feel at my essence, you know, I'm a bit of a Moon Tour comedian hybrid. I actually love the teaching and I love being back in the with the kids. Like, the Pub School is such a special place and I'm really, really mad about my students. And, you know, there's something about teaching. It really kind of, you know, you feel like you're touching grass. You know, it keeps you very connected with the world, which I love.
You're still doing your podcast, of course, literally, Venting with Judy J.
Yes, and then on occasion people do have the audacity to reference something I've said in the podcast. And I do feel really violated because that's a private conversation with myself. But that's going really well and it's great because I don't have to leave my house, which is wonderful.
I really enjoy the podcast myself. Sometimes when we're not talking, I have to listen to the podcast to see
to
what's going on.
To find out why.
What's happening?
Why communicate directly when you can say it on a podcast, Miriam? It's my motto.
And of course, we were talking earlier about how much we all love On Dangan. Tomorrow is Law on Drolin with the appearance of the Ran Boys. What's the town going to be like? And will you both be taking part?
Oh, it's going to be so special. Fred's going on the Ran for the first time.
I can't wait, yeah.
And it really is, you know, I'm very good buddies with the Granvilles now. We're massively into the Ran. And it's a big month for the town because, of course, Dingle won the Munster final this month as well. So I think it's actually been really emotional because there's this real sense of community and people coming together. And as you say, Sir Miriam, of course, you know, being an honorary Dingle woman yourself, it's unbelievable. I mean, people have, in Dingle, people have the countdown for the Ran. Not for Christmas. It's a massive day, so it'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be lovely. Well, look, I'll be thinking of you both. Fred, we were talking about it earlier. So your show, From Clown to Earth, which is starting on December the 28th, isn't that right, Fred? And in the new year. All details on fredcookcomedian.com.
That's it. Thanks so much, Miriam.
And everyone can listen to your podcast, Judy, Venting with Judy J, wherever you get your podcasts. Listen, happy Christmas. Have a lovely day, Fred Cook and Judy J.
Happy Christmas, Miriam. Thanks for having us.
Comedians Fred Cook and Judy J there enjoying a Kerry Christmas.